This is the city.
Listen to your radio.
This is the sound.
Good hello one and all, and welcome to this, the maiden voyage of the Casting the Net Netcast, a hopefully weekly exploration of sounds and music put online by artists and musicians who simply want people to hear and enjoy them. I, Iron Page, will be your host and guide as we begin our journey this week in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. You've just heard Mongha with the track Machino Gaia from their Fromha Records release Box Redrunk de Apparat, an excellent experimental electronic album and their second release on the label. So, why do people give their music away online for free when so many others are selling it? There are a good number of reasons. In the first case, it is far easier to most without a 6-7 digit marketing budget to find an audience using digital distribution methods, especially as bandwidth improves and more people are connected to the World Wide Web. That three-syllable collection of words that we've shortened to the nine-syllable acronym WWW. And for most artists, an audience is the first thing that they desire. They are also freer to experiment, as Mongha clearly don't hold back from doing, as they don't have to answer to their labels or produce records that target any demographic other than themselves and people like them. The number of artists working in the industry who have such freedom of expression are extremely few and far between. The production values may not always be as high, but so what? The music you hear is far more honest to itself, which is what art ought to be. A final reason, for now, is an objection to copyright. Many artists release online under a Creative Commons license in protest, some under no protective license whatsoever, but there are others who subvert the notion of copyright with collage and cut-up or plunderphonic works. The name which most people may be familiar with right now is Girl Talk, but one of the hardest working artists who has done more than most to pioneer the genre is Sinead Walker. Here with FIRE, released on his own Free Sample Zone on the album Metamorphoses. I want to touch you. I want to fill you with my fire. I want to kiss your soul. I want to feel your breath on mine. I want to touch you. I want to fill you with my fire. I want to kiss your soul. I want to feel your breath on mine.
Thank you.
We've gone from Rio to France and back again, as this track was a second from Her Records. This time Junkers, two of whose three members, C. Mongiope and M. Mendes, are two of the three members of Mongha. This track is from I Was Thinking to Kill You, and is entitled Yesh Yesh Tonight. We'll leave from Her alone for the time being and turn to perhaps my favourite net label of all, WM Recordings. Run out of Heerlen in the Netherlands, they are approaching their 100th release and have a huge variety of music available. I'm going to play for you the title track from the 86th of these, meanwhile Project Dot Limited's Today is Sunday. A short but sweet track there from M. Ace, one of the songs recorded in tribute to Audio Overplay, a charity-type site that seemed to be taking things slowly at the moment, perhaps due to Katya being busy starting up the first net label for children, KazoomZoom.com, though the audio blog is still going strong. I'll come back to audio a little later, but we'll play one track more from the Audio Overplay album, this time by Mark Harp.
Good buddy, I got your audio overplay hanging right here. I remember audio overplay from way back when you had to hear as long as your arm effect. Audio overplay, audio overplay, audio overplay, audio overplay, audio overplay.
Audio overplay. It's got to be audio overplay. Don't you know that it's audio overplay, man? Oh yeah, grooving with the audio overplay. I got to have me some of that audio overplay, baby.
Well, the audio overplay is nice. Yes, I said the audio overplay is out of sight. I dig that. Praise the audio at audio overplay. Over and out, daddy. Audio overplay is out of sight.
You feel it cocking, yep, you see cocking, relaxing and maxing with that audio overplay sound. It's the nutsiest sound around.
Pardon me,
he want to lick you, yeah?
Pardon me, mum. But could I trouble you for a bit of that lovely audio overplay you have there? Jolly good. Pip, pip and all that rot. Bloody hell. Ding dong. Johnny up a tree again. Lovely audio overplay you have there. Jolly good. Bloody hell.
I feel like a king. Yeah, just like a king. Relax. And maxing out that audio overplay sound. It's the nutsiest sound around. I want to lick your ear.
You feel the cocking, if you see cocking, relaxing and maxing out on your overplay sound. It's the nutsiest sound around.
Thank you.
That was Rapoon, a solo artist otherwise known as Robin Story, based in Newcastle, England, who produces his own take on ethnic styles of music, though, as you have heard, perhaps darker and more menacing, which could be a product of his explicit atheism. This album, amongst others, is available from Magnitude, the Not Evil label, to allow you to stream all their work free and have various purchasing options available. I should mention that my discovery of Rapoon is due to the great Free Albums Galore blog, the link for which, along with all others mentioned in the show, will appear on both the blog and podcast pages. Now, as promised, something from the Audio Overplay site. Audio Overplay have compiled a few themed mixes, and this is from the one entitled Canoodle, a, quote, lovely collection of turn-of-the-century tenors captured on phonograph and cylinder recordings, all of which have been found on the Internet Archive, archive.org. Recorded by Billy Murray and Harry McDonough in 1919, this is The Vamp. Yet another Charity page is Knife Biting Jesus' Charity Surfing section, which holds some of the stranger albums I've discovered online and is well worth a visit. Here's a track from a sampler they assembled of Supersonic Future music entitled Robots Topless K200. We'll be right back. A couple of shorter tracks followed Supersonic Future there, Cue from the Grim Fandango soundtrack by Peter McConnell, then the Blue Whale mix of the Doctor Who theme music arranged by Acid Wilhelm, taken from the Who Mix site, which contains around 300 versions of the track. More than enough for anybody. I'm going to play a track from another favourite net label of mine now, that being the Mexico-based Del Hotel Records. Album are a band who have steadily been doing reasonably well for themselves, playing radio station sessions here and there, and also a spot at the massive South by Southwest festival. This year they've brought out a new EP, Quantization Proclamation, and from that release this is Jesus Quantizo Mid Beatbox.
Esta córnea es para ti. Al poder del hospital salir.
vas a ver por mí, vas a ver por mí, vas a ver cómo yo vi. Vas a ver por mí, vas a ver por mí, vas a ver gracias a mí.
Yep, that's really how that one ends. Now a quick lesson in ancient Greek language and mythology, though not necessarily in that order. Adrasteia in Greek mythology was one of two sisters charged by Rhea, mother of the gods, with raising and protecting Zeus from Cronos, who was, of course, his father and the leader of the first generation of Titans. And according to the album notes, Aperion is an ancient Greek word meaning boundless or formless substance. The former piece of information here is nice to know in light of the title of the piece now playing, that being Adrasteia from All Music is Improvised. The latter, and now the album title, reveals much about the sound. The Aperion Project also have albums for sale, but the one from which this track is taken is a free download, another from WM Recordings.
Thank you.
Followed the Aperion project there, one from 2008's Cancer Baby, also on Del Hotel Records. The track was called Es Teatro Griego. Now, we're drawing to the end of this first episode, and I'd say we've had nearly a little bit of almost everything, but rest assured that there's plenty more out there, and next week I shall most likely touch upon some other genres I might have missed in this one. I'll close this episode by revisiting a couple that were visited in the very short tracks earlier, the Doctor Who theme song and computer game soundtracks. In order then to close off this netcast, you will hear Chaos Works' Who Am I? And the ending to Namco's Dragon Spirit, The New Legend, in a MIDI version by Flying Omelet, who rates it amongst his favourite video game ending songs. So it seems appropriate that I might as well end with it here. So thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for the production credits and links at the very end of the netcast.
Space to roam, but there's no place to call my home. So on, always fighting the fight, knowing the loss that victory costs. And fade into the night. Many lives have I lived. How many more left can I give? Join my exile. They never know how much I don't know, but still they all believe. I know them. Solitude's touch can hurt twice as much if breaking double hearts. I have changed many times. I no longer sure which came. Who am I?
This has been Casting the Net, presented by Iron Page of Old Bridges Can Kill. You can find me online at castingthenet.blogsome.com, where you will also find links to the podcast and all artists, albums, and sites mentioned in this episode. Until next time, thanks again for listening.